Hurricane Ian destroyed thousands of homes in Florida. The state is known for its luxury condos and million-dollar homes, as well as a critical lack of affordable housing. So the catastrophic storm has turned a major challenge into a full-blown housing crisis. Hit hardest are low-income people, many of whom work in the service industry in places like Naples in Collier County. That's where Captain Ben Bridges of the Salvation Army is. He joins us now to talk about housing and recovery efforts there. And Captain Bridges, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
Sounds like you're facing an immense recovery task there in Naples. Tell us what your efforts have been focused on in the past few days.
Thank you. Well, it's a beautiful day here in Naples, but if I start to walk down my street, what I'll find is home after home, row after row of folks that have had to take everything out of their houses. Their entire lives, they're on the side of the road because they lost everything through storm damage. And so today, the Salvation Army here in Naples, we're going to serve about 3,000 meals to our community, going out to meet the people, to meet their needs. And thus far here in Florida, collectively, we've served about 37,000 meals through the work of the Salvation Army.
Right. So we know that Hurricane Ian destroyed thousands of homes all over the state of Florida. Naples is particularly vulnerable because it already lacked affordable housing, as we suggested before the storm. Can you tell us about that particular part of the crisis?
That's right. Even before Hurricane Ian made landfall, we estimated here in Collier County that we needed at least 5,000 additional units of affordable housing to meet the demand of our neighbors. You know, Naples is a beautiful place, but it's beautiful in large part because of those service industry workers that provide so much of the benefit that Naples offers. And so we've got a real problem on our hands here in Collier County.
Wow. Now, how have people been responding? Give us a sense of how people have been helping out those who have lost homes and everything else during the hurricane.
Sure. We've seen a huge outpouring of support, both for our organization, the Salvation Army, as well as other local nonprofits, volunteers coming out left and right to support those that are in need, making sandwiches, helping us to prepare meals, helping us to deliver meals, as well as all of our county partners. There's been an incredible outpouring of support here in Collier.
Right. On the other hand, give us a sense as well as how some low-income folks have been targeted by predatory behavior following the hurricane.
Absolutely. A few of the mobile home parks that we've been trying to meet the need, folks that still, you know, a week later are still experiencing standing water, still no electricity. We were made aware of one particular park in which we've been made aware that the owner of the mobile home park effectively is trying to remove the folks that are in there. Although they own their trailers, they may not own the plot of land. And it seems as though perhaps taking advantage of this situation for their personal gain, effectively leaving these people homeless. And so we're doing some work there to try to get a little bit more information, ultimately to ensure that we do everything we can to make sure these people stay housed.
Right. Ben, I understand as well that Ian came at a point when you were still dealing with the effects of Hurricane Irma in 2017. On top of that, there was the pandemic. So tell us about that. This sounds like sort of multiple gut punches to your community.
That's right. That's right. Our organization, the Salvation Army here in Naples, you know, we had engaged in long-term recovery, still putting roofs on houses, on folks' houses, still building homes and ensuring people could stay in their homes, all the way up until the pandemic. And so then we pivoted to COVID response. And now we've just come out of COVID response, and here we are again with Hurricane Ian. I mentioned earlier, our youth center that sits on our campus here, we actually were just now addressing some residual effects still from Hurricane Irma, and then had to batten down our scaffolding for Hurricane Ian. So fortunately, the community is rallying together. We've got a great team to meet the need here.
Greatest need that people are facing right now in the last 10 seconds?
Greatest need is appliances, really just facing days where they have to rebuild their entire lives because they've lost everything. So anything from appliances to household goods to food.
All right. Captain Ben Bridges of the Salvation Army in Naples, Florida. Thank you and good luck to you.
Thank you.